You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Sinabi ni Bill Shorten, ang paghawak ng koalisyon ng ekonomiya ay naging pretty bloody hopeless o lubhang kahabag-habag, habang patuloy na kinatwiran ni Scott Morrison na hindi kayang magpatakbo ng pamahalaang labor ng salapi. Bukod sa pagtatalo sa ekonomiya, ipinagtatanggol ng dalawang malalaking partido ang kanilang mga sarili-sariling preferences sa mga kandidato ng United Australian Party ni Clive Palmer. Narito ang ulat ni Craig Diet na sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Tatlong linggo pa bago ganapin ang araw ng halalan, subalit maraming bilang ng mga botante ay nakapagpasya na kung sino ang kanilang iboboto. Mahigit na 122,000 katao ang bumoto noong Lunes, unang araw ng pre-poll voting. Subalit para roon sa hindi pa nakapagpasya, marami pang isasaalang-alang. Ang paggamit ng Al Jazeera ng undercover footage sa nakalipas na investigasyon nito ng National Rifle Association sa Estados Unidos ay naipakita sa current affair ng Channel 9 at tinapos nito ang pag-asa ni Steve Dixon sa Senado. Ipinakita sa current affairs ang undercover footage ng kandidato sa Senado ng One Nation sa isang strip club sa Washington, D.C. na nakuhanan siyang mapanirang nagsasalita sa kababaihan at nakikipaglandian at hinihipuan ang mga ito. Tinanggap ng leader ng One Nation, Pauline Hanson, ang pagbitiw ni Dixon at idiniin ni Hanson na hindi lamang ang pagpunta sa isang strip club ang pakiwari niyang nakakagalit.
I am aware that strip clubs are a perfectly legal business and that many men in this country have visited one, just like women hire strippers for hen's nights. But Steve's language and behaviour was unacceptable and does not meet my expectations, nor the greater public's expectation of a person who is standing for public office.
Patuloy na binatikos ni Bill Shorten ang koalisyon sa pag-preference nito sa partido ni Clive Palmer at sa One Nation. Sinabi ni Shorten, ang Canberra ay mailalagay sa kaguluhan kung ang pamahalaang koalisyon ay muling mahalal sa tulong ng mga preferences ng United Australia Party at One Nation.
Imagine if we have a country, if you vote Liberal or One Nation or Palmer United Party, and you have Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson calling the shots to the government. I mean, does anyone seriously believe that Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson just give their preferences to Mr. Morrison without there being an IOU on the other side of the election? I promise you this, a vote for Morrison is a vote for Hanson and Palmer, and it's a vote for chaos, chaos, chaos.
Subalit sinabi ni Scott Morrison, ang Labor ay ipokrito sa pagbatiko sa preference deal kay Clive Palmer habang may preference deal ito sa mga kandidato ng United Australia Party sa 85 upuan.
We had Anthony Albanese who was talking about the seat of Franklin this morning where they're putting Clive Palmer ahead of Andrew Wilkie. And when he was asked about it, he said, oh, that doesn't matter. Well, if it doesn't matter, then I don't understand why they've been raising this issue so much over the last few days. I think that issue has sort of run its course, and principally because of the hypocrisy of the Labor Party who sought to raise this as an issue. I mean, Clive Palmer should pay his workers. Clive Palmer should answer to the courts like any other Australian will. But I tell you what Clive Palmer's not going to do, which Bill Shorten is going to do and the Greens are going to do, the Labor and the Greens are going to put a $387 billion tax bill on Australians, which is going to slow our economy and cost people's jobs.
Pinaalalahanan ni Scott Morrison ng mga butante kung ano ang nangyari nang makuha ng Labor ang poder sa ilalim ni Kevin Rudd noong taong 2007.
Last time we changed to a Labor government in 2007, there was a big cost. The budget went from surplus into deficit. Our borders went from strong to porous. And we had 50,000 people turn up on 800 votes. And we saw debts go through the roof and we saw ill-considered, ill-thought-through policies like their school halls programs and their cash for clunkers and the programs for insulation bats, which were all a complete disaster. And it's taken us more than a decade to get back to where John Howard and Peter Costello left us. So there is a big price for changing government.
Sinabi ni Bill Shorten, ang katotohanan na ang antas ng inflasyon ng Australia ay bumagsak sa 0% noong nakalipas na sangkapat ay ebidensya na sa tinatawag niyang pretty bloody hopeless ng pamamahala ng ekonomiya ng koalisyon.
SBS Filipino, araw-araw tuwing alas 6 ng umaga o anumang oras online.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.